Joining us now, Nick Gillespie from Reason.tv. He's the co-author of The Declaration of Independence, How Libertarian Politics Can Fix What's Wrong. Nick, and we have a lightning round for Nick. Item one, they're protesting in Chicago today. They want a Robin Hood tax. That would be a small tax on every single financial transaction. And you say what?
I think it's a big mistake. And let me also say that NATO shouldn't exist anymore. It should have dropped off the face of the
earth
when the Soviet Union fell. But the Robin Hood tax is a bad idea, regardless of what the proceeds are supposed to go for. All it's going to do is create a lot of diversion, and it's not going to create wealth, and it's not going to raise the revenue that people think.
But you don't like any tax of any kind at times,
No, that's
do you?
Not. Actually, I'm totally in favor of user fees, and I would prefer to see some kind of consumption fee or consumption tax replace income tax and things like that. But this is just a way of, the problem with tax codes now is that they're never about getting the revenue needed to do certain things. It's just about where can you squeeze a few more cents out of people.
All right. Next item. The leader of Greece's far left party, the Socialist Party, he threatens to stop paying off their debt if they don't get any more money from the rest of Europe. In other words, give me some more money or I won't pay anything.
Right.
You say?
I think it's Greece should leave or be kicked out of the whole Eurozone. There are no options here, but probably the least dangerous one is Greece going its own way.
Is it inevitable that they will? Almost inevitable?
No, it may almost be inevitable. One of the problems with, and it's much more complicated in Europe than it is, say, in Japan, but in Japan and starting in America now, we have this long, slow bleed where we're not willing to do the first best option, which is to end things and make everybody take the haircut now and see if the hair is going to grow back.
Fair point. Last one, Eduardo Saverin. He renounces his U.S. citizenship. He says he's going to live in Singapore and he does business there. That's why he's going. Senator Schumer says he did it to avoid paying taxes. Therefore, he's got a bill that says you do that and you leave. You can't come back. And you say?
I think, this is appalling. This is the gesture of a country or a nation in decline, not one that is vibrant and really generating the type of economic magnetism that draws people and innovators to us. Whatever else you can say about Eduardo Saverin and Facebook and whatnot, they have added so much value to American life and to world life. It's just appalling to see this kind of stupid action from Schumer, which is all too typical of his entire tenure as a senator.
You gave us news earlier that maybe they downshifted the amount of money that you've
right.
got to have accumulated, and then you leave.
$2 million net worth, or taxable
so down to that.
Liability, $148,000. So, again, I think we're using these big targets, the billionaires, to really go after just regular people because the country is desperate.
The mirror image is President Obama says, I'm going after the millionaires and the billionaires. But in fact, it's the people with $250,000 in income.
Right.
And in Maryland, as you pointed out, it's $100,000.
What about this week, Governor Brown? We're going to go millionaires at 13%. Yeah, but the state sales tax, 7.5%. Sure. You add that to a local tax. Oh, my goodness.
This is all compounding the fact that we don't have a revenue problem per se in this country. We have a spending problem, and we have for a long time. And when you spend too much, your revenue goes down, even though you're trying to tax more and more transactions and whatnot. And until the government, the economy is going to go up and down no matter what. I'd love to see us beat the business cycle. We're not going to happen. That's not going to happen anytime soon. But the one thing that government can do is be fairly stable and predictable in a volatile environment. And our government is as bad as it gets in terms of just saying, we're going to do this. Now we're going to do this. And they're making a mad grab. It's just a disaster.
Nick Gillespie, thanks very much
Thank you.
Taking us away from Facebook for just a few short moments, because it's important. It's
Thank
good
you.
Stuff.